Get all the MasterForce outdoor power equipment you need to maintain your yard at Menards. Own the outdoors with MasterForce 80-volt power equipment, delivering all the power of gas without the maintenance. The entire 80-volt line is powered by brushless motors for ultimate performance and productivity. From lawnmowers to leaf blowers, string trimmers, and more, find everything you need to create the lawn of your dreams with MasterForce power equipment at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
We gave you the first alert, and we've been warning you for several days. Enjoy the cool while you could and can, because hotter temperatures, higher humidity on the way now. We saw a hint of that late yesterday. A surge of moisture moved up the spine of the peninsula, and as the sea breeze, the West Coast sea breeze, pushed eastbound, it helped trigger some fairly heavy showers, localized, but some fairly heavy showers in parts of Clay, even northwestern St. John's County, up to the Buckman Bridge, southern Duval County. There were a few showers that made it north of I-10, but they were very isolated. But just a hint of the things to come today, with a higher humidity and the warmer temperatures, a few afternoon showers and storms will develop. Still looks to be very widely scattered today, with many areas missing out on this next round of rain. We will reach the upper 80s, technically still a couple of degrees below average, ought to be about 90 this time of year. I know that's no consolation. Feel like temperatures will be back to 90 plus. And then on your Friday, a little upper level disturbance moves in. We're solidly hot and humid, so it looks like a little uptick in the afternoon thunderstorms tomorrow. Of course, locally heavy downpours, some lightning with those storms, as we would expect this time of year. And then as we head into the weekend, very hot for Saturday and Father's Day. There'll be a few widely scattered storms, but some areas, quite a few spots, will not have any rain at all over the weekend, or at least many, many hours without rain. So just keep an eye to the sky. Highs near 90 Saturday into the low 90s on Sunday. Feel like temperatures will be well into the 90s, so it's going to go back to feeling just like June, right? And it ought to. Summer solstice is Saturday, too. First day officially of summer, at least by astronomical terms. And so it's going to feel every bit as hot as it ought to this time of year, coming off, of course, a very nice break. And then on Monday, we continue the heat for the new work week with an isolated afternoon shower or storm into the low 90s. It does look like our thunderstorm chances go up quite a bit the middle and end of next week as we kick back into our typical wet season weather pattern for the last week or so of June. In the tropics, we don't have any areas of concern at the moment. That's good news. Saharan dust continues to dominate much of the Atlantic basin, and that typically equates to a lower hurricane activity, although certainly not necessarily none at all. But in this case, many other conditions are not favorable right now as well. So a little bit of a break in the tropic season. That's good news. Interesting tweet from Dr. Klotzbach at Colorado State University, an excellent hurricane researcher, Dr. Bill Gray's protege. And he's hitting on a similarity in the ocean temperatures and patterns to 2005. And that may ring a bell, folks. That's Hurricane Katrina, Wilma, Rita. Very active season. In fact, one of the most active seasons on record. We're not saying it's going to be that active necessarily, but we've been talking about a more active season for months now. And everything seems to be coming together in that regard, even though we've slowed over the last week or so. That's not at all uncommon. Some of our biggest seasons have not had very many named storms early on. So the conditions become much, much more favorable as we get deeper into July, August, and September, and of course the peak of the hurricane season. So that'll be something we keep an eye on. I have tweeted that information out, those ocean temperatures, at Mike First Alert. You can check it out. And of course, always updating Talking the Tropics with Mike. Thorny weather all the time. I'm Chief Meteorologist Mike Burrish from the CBS 47 at Fox 30 Action News, Jack's First Alert Weather Center, for 104.5 WOKV.
Spin your passion into a business with Shopify and break sales records with the world's best converting checkout. Let's hear that one more time. The world's best converting checkout. Shopify's legendary checkout makes it easier for customers to shop on your website, across social media, and everywhere in between. Now that's music to your ears. Any way you spin it, you can be a smash hit with Shopify. Start your $1 a month trial today at shopify.com/records.